driver in a traffic jam, staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune, one kid helps pay the rent, one could end up going to prison, one just might be president.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump set to announce that Senator Marco Rubio will become the next Secretary of State, according to sources. That as questions surface in Ukraine about what Trump's election could mean. ABC's Patrick Reval has been covering the war.
They're absolutely concerned about a Trump administration cutting aid to the country. They worry that that will happen. But they also hope, though, that this could still be a moment where he's such a disruptor that he will basically shake up the war and create this opportunity to have a negotiation.
The FAA is considering banning U.S. flights into Haiti after a Spirit Airlines flight was shot at while trying to land in Port-au-Prince. The blame is being placed on gangs that are still controlling much of Haiti. As Israel approaches a U.S.-imposed deadline to dramatically ramp up humanitarian aid to Gaza or risk possible restrictions on U.S. military funding, Israeli airstrikes pound a cafeteria and a home, killing at least 14 people. This is ABC News. Months after a Wisconsin father of three vanished while kayaking, police now say he apparently tried to fake his own death. Here's ABC's Andrea Fuji.
Ryan Borgward was reported missing August 12th when he failed to return from his lake in Wisconsin. Police found his capsized kayak in his car nearby, and a fisherman found his tackle box with his wallet, keys, and license inside. Authorities searched for 8 weeks using drones, radar, and boats with no sign of Borgward. Recently, investigators became suspicious after learning Borgward's name had been checked by Canadian law enforcement on August 13th, the day after his disappearance.
And now officials say he may be hiding somewhere in Europe after exchanging messages with a woman in Uzbekistan. Amazon may be adding something to the uniform for its delivery drivers, smart glasses. A company reportedly testing augmented reality glasses that do things like give drivers directions and even help them navigate through buildings. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Vina, Jorge, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
Floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Get all your holiday favorites absolutely free. Cozy up with festive classics like Bad Santa 2 and Scrooged to get you in the holiday spirit. Plus heartwarming movies from Lifetime and Hallmark movies and more holiday favorites. Explore entire channels guaranteed to spread the cheer with bright lights, festive fireplaces, and the holiday music you love. We've got something for everyone. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. An 1849 abortion ban was up for oral arguments at the Wisconsin Supreme Court Monday. Justice Joe Karofsky said the old law and a newer 2015 law allowing for abortions can't exist in the same space. While Justice Brian Hagedorn disagreed, he said it's a matter for the legislature and not the Supreme Court. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley is proposing an additional $3 billion in new investments for public schools. Her proposal includes increasing special education reimbursement, providing per-pupil adjustments for revenue limits, limiting property tax increases, and funding several grant programs. And We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service customers will see their rates go up next year. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission voted last week to approve rate increases in 2025 and again in 2026. Natural gas users statewide and electricity users in eastern Wisconsin will be impacted by the increases.
There's something about a plate of warm cookies that sends you back in time. Relive your childhood memories with this year's We Energies Cookie Book. Pick up your copy and start creating new memories. Go to weenergies.com to find a distribution event near you. Thank you for making us a part of your family traditions. From all of us at We Energies, we offer you warm wishes for a bright holiday season. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
At Advent Health, we believe we all have a divine light to guide us. So whatever makes you feel whole, chase it. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit. Advent Health. Feel whole.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
Wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
It's football season, and Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food, whatever you're craving.
from 2-to-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings. Uber Eats is dropping deals all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 49 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 37. Tomorrow cloudy. Scattered showers, 46 by Thursday. Partly cloudy with a high near 50. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Daddy used to go out every night with his friends and mom. Mama stayed home taking care of the kid. Daddy didn't mind the way it was arranged. To his way of thinking, it didn't seem strange. Then one night, Mama met him at the door, 'cause the key in his hand didn't work anymore. Mama said, more than the locks have changed, there's a new set of rules for this old game. Yeah, the daddy's come around to Mama's way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. Everything's better on the home front now. The meeting in the middle, working it out. Finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. She laid down the law, the daddy don't seem to mind at all. He comes straight home when the workday's through. He's even done the dishes a time or two. Late last night when the lights were low, daddy told Mama, I love you so. Early this morning, Mama said to him, you just might get to be a daddy again. Yeah, daddy's coming. No more staying out all night of drinking. Everything's better on the home front now. The meeting in the middle, working it out. He finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around, the mama's way of thinking. Everything's better on the home front now. The meeting in the middle, working it out. He finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around, Mama's way of thinking. Yeah, daddy's come around, Mama's way of thinking. Yeah, daddy's come around, Mama's way of
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
My boss is a boss's son, and that makes for a real long day. When that day is finally done, I'm facing 40,000 cars on the interstate. Feeling more than a well digger's shoes, knee deep in a mess of blues. But those blues just fade away when I hear my baby say, it ain't nothing, a little bit of love won't fix. It ain't nothing but a scratch, a little bit of love can stitch. It ain't nothing, a little bit of love can't heal. Your love makes me feel, no matter what hell I feel. It ain't nothing, it ain't nothing. It was written all over her face, she was about to climb the walls. She said, you gotta get me out of this place, 'cause even Cinderella got to go to the ball. If you multiply hell times three, that's what this day's been like for me. I said, oh, honey, we'll do the town, just don't let it get you down. 'Cause it ain't nothing, a little bit of love won't fix. It ain't nothing but a scratch, a little bit of love can't stitch. It ain't nothing, a little bit of love. be. It ain't nothing.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Keith Whitley and It Ain't Nothing here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-20s across the region. 40s today. We have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Chad Smith in our newsmaker segment talking a little bit about preventing respiratory illnesses in your calves. And we'll have more with Chad on that coming up this hour. Getting ready to head to the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual convention. That gets underway in earnest tomorrow. We'll be heading over there bright and early tomorrow morning into Kansas City and be listening for reports from the NAFB convention Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Today on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, we look at the day in the life of a cow with Faith Reyes, Dairy Outreach Specialist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. On a recent PDP Dairy Signal, she discussed feed bunk competition and overstocking and just what a cow needs to get through the day.
So when we think about competition at the feed bunk, personalities or dominance can come into play. So sometimes if they a cow has a more dominant persona, they may be more apt to physically push other cows around. That all can go into play of how much competition certain animals are involved in. But then there's also some other management strategies to consider too, with how much competition is occurring at the feed bunk. So some of those are, of course, feed availability and the consistency of that feed. So, you know, back to the basics, if you will, of some of the management takeaways of always making sure that feed spans the whole bunk, is pushed up frequently, and then we're, you know, mixing it to that precision where each cow is ideally able to consume a uniform ration. Two other things that come into mind when we think about feed bunk competition are what I call today as like the pen mates, so those individuals she's interacting with in her pen, as well as space. How can we group our cows in a pen to think about who she's interacting with and that space she has? And what does that look like for the interaction with how much competition there is at the feed bunk? And then also, we haven't had a clear distinction to the feed efficiency aspect. So really thinking about that input versus output, and that could look like that your energy corrected milk divided by the pounds of feed she consumes. And so really maximizing, you know, what she consumes, is that efficiently utilized for something she's producing, such as milk with the dairy cow. And when we evaluate residual feed intake, again, we can think about it in a way of saying, did she eat as much as we thought she would? In a way, what we predict her to eat when we take into consideration all of those energy sinks, body weight, age, and stage of lactation would be on the x-axis here. And when we compare that to what she actually ate, the observed dry matter intake, that's where we can really understand what residual feed intake or RFI means. But I think even thinking of it from a bigger picture perspective of what does a certain management strategy have more of like a ripple effect. So, you know, we might put something in place like overstocking because we want to reduce competition, but also just being mindful of what are all the other things that change. So I definitely recognize that, you know, if you're going to change one thing in a pen, that might impact three other things differently. So keeping that large picture perspective of, maybe I want to reduce my stocking density, but then know that not only might that reduce competition, but it could help with overall eating patterns and potentially feed efficiency. And looking at it from the reverse perspective, knowing that if you think increasing something like stocking density, you know, there's a ripple effect to what those might impact if you make that change. So really looking at multiple metrics to understand all the large scope changes that one management decision might make.
Those are comments from Faith Reyes, dairy outreach specialist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free by simply going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
An increasing number of examples of artificial intelligence in the world of agriculture are now visible, as we hear from USDA Radio's Rod Bain.
One might wonder what to make of artificial intelligence in the ag sector. Indeed, AI examples exist. And as Charles Barron of Farmers Business Network points out,
artificial intelligence is really kind of just the next step of what has actually been going on for a very long time, which is using statistics to make inferences or predictions. And now you have these things called large language models, which basically turn the information that something can be analyzing from the internet or from other data sources and turn it into a usable form.
AI resources are usually available through smartphone and tablet apps as well as websites. In essence, the user asks AI a question, and it provides interpretive answers.
It creates enormous opportunity for the ways in which this can positively impact producers of agriculture. Everything from pest and disease identification to successfully managing the connection between how do I pick the traits to be using on the farm for the optimal economic outlook that I might have in that commodity, to how to diagnose and repair machinery.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Join us tomorrow for our Wellness Wednesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
He sends her roses and lines he composes. Things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around, and he makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, cause for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Doug Stone and Why Didn't I Think of That here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, and we have a 29 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, December milk up 15 to 1910, January up 8 to 1902, February and March milk not traded overnight, February at 1909, and March at 1911. Cheese markets yesterday were lower, barrels down 8 to 168 and 3 quarters. 40-pound blocks down 1 to 178, 2 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down a half to 260, 4 and a half no trades. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 1 and a quarter to 148 trades on the day. Dry whey down a half to 62 and a half, 3 trades on the day. Cattle and hogs are called mixed today as the cattle struggled to gain any type of solid footing. There was higher boxed beef prices yesterday. Now, a similar pattern could be seen as well today. Futures need to find support soon, and the markets could see another big liquidation phase as well. There's no slowing down, though, in demand for feeder cattle as available supplies are tight. The outlook for cattle prices does remain positive. Hog markets, meanwhile, saw some strength in some of the pork cutout values that helped to support their markets yesterday. December live cattle opens the day at 183.70, February 185.37, April 186.75. November feeder cattle open at 246.15. January 242.25. March at 240.05. December hogs open at 81.77. February 85.92. April at 89.97. Meanwhile, in the grain markets this morning, corn markets are slightly higher. Wheat moving mostly lower as the soybean markets, they continue to correct a little bit lower after being overbought over the next few sessions. Meanwhile, wheat markets are recovering from some of their losses yesterday as well. Now, December corn up 2 this morning to 432. March up 1.25 to 444. May up 1.25 to 451. New crop 25 up 0.25 to 446. November beans still steady at 10.11¾. January down 7¾ to 10.14½. March down 8¾ to 10.26½. New crop 25 down 9 to 10.36. December soybean meal down 30 cents this morning to $2.94.80. While December soybean oil down $1.43 to $46.71. That big drop in the oil markets helping to pressure beans this morning. December wheat in Chicago up 1.5 to 5.67. March up 1.5 at 5.82. Minneapolis wheat December up 0.25 to 5.92¼. March steady at 6.12¼. Energy markets this morning, slightly higher. December crude oil up 19 cents to 68.23. January up 18 cents to 68.10. Meanwhile, December gas up a cent to 196. January steady at 193. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 370, December 375, January 378, new crop 25, 386, cash beans 937, December 942, January 947, new crop 25, 955. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 380, December 385, January 394 and 3/4, February 397 and 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 389, December 395, January 403. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn at 380, cash beans 942 and January 947. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 385, new crop 25, 396, cash beans 937, new crop 25, 955. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 390, new crop 25, 407, cash beans 984, new crop 25 at 987. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 378 to January 381, cash beans 940, January at 950. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 172 to 190, Holstein fed cattle 150 to 174, market cows 103 to 120, bulls 125 to 152, calves at 330 to 1000, beef steers 162 to 340, Holstein steers at 110 to 280. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 70 and down, goat markets, does 160 and down, bucks 205 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. At Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale, get a king for the price of a queen and a free adjustable base with select Sealy beds, all with a low price guarantee. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor,
State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Patty's got
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Like a cloud full of rain shouldn't hang in the sky. I shouldn't burn on a bumblebee fly. If you feel so happy, then why do you cry? Oh, nothing but love makes sense. Like an ocean liner shouldn't float on the sea. A pearl and an oyster of a circus of fleas. Someone so perfect can't be falling for me. Oh, nothing but love makes sense. Nothing but love is lasting and fusing. You can win when you're losing, stand when you're falling. I can figure it out. Nothing but love can make an equation. Nothing short of amazing. Wish I could explain it, but I don't know how. The way that we dance, the reason we dream, that big Italian tower, or how does it lead? Something so strong shouldn't make me this weak. Oh, nothing but love makes sense. Glowing out of the sand, a jumbo shrimp or a baby grand. How you touch my heart when you're holding my hand. Oh, nothing but love makes sense. Oh, nothing but love makes sense. Oh, nothing but love makes sense.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Be on the lookout for respiratory diseases in your calves. Chad Smith has more.
When it comes to raising healthy dairy calves, protecting them from bovine respiratory disease is essential for their growth and long-term profitability. Dr. Linda Tykofsky, a professional services veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim, talks about the importance of creating a plan to protect calves from BRD.
BRD is one of the most common syndromes or diseases that present to young dairy heifers. It accounts for probably about 24 to 25% of deaths of pre-weaned heifer calves, and then almost 60% of weaned heifer calves. So it has implications both in your heifer group that you're raising to be your replacements, as well as some of the efficiencies of those heifers that survive the disease. From an economic standpoint, it can be very detrimental to that dairy.
Colostrum is a vital part of the battle against BRD.
Colostrum is the most important thing we can do with calves in the first 24 hours of life. Calves or ruminants are born with an immune system that is not fully functional. They're born essentially naive to many of the diseases that are out there. They have no antibody protection. So by delivering sufficient amounts of good quality colostrum in that first 12 hours of life, we're going to provide passive antibodies to those calves to help protect them through the first few months of life. So without that, they are much more likely to succumb to infectious diseases.
She offers tips on vaccination and attaining a strong immune system.
One, we want to ensure or build their immunity with colostrum and also with a strong vaccination program. I encourage my producers to work with their veterinarians to design a vaccine program that addresses the risks in their particular area or on their particular operation. We also want to think about our management practices. How can we build up that calf's own immunity through nutrition and reduction of stress so that they are less susceptible if we do have pathogens introduced? And then we want to make sure that we are identifying disease early and then managing those infections to prevent long-term damage. As colostrum wanes, we want to make sure that we are building that calf's own immunity through strategic vaccination by choosing vaccines that will actually stimulate immunity in the face of maternal antibodies.
It's also important to do vaccinations at times of low stress for the animals. Make sure to work with your veterinarian to set up a solid vaccination program.
Look for a vaccine that can stimulate immunity early on. Certain vaccines can begin having that calf respond as early as 30 days. Of age. So we know as that colostral immunity wanes, we can be stimulating that calf's own immunity. Follow manufacturers' directions on those vaccines. Many of the ones we use in calves are modified live, so they require certain storage parameters, certain handling parameters, and timeliness of administration.
Again, that's Dr. Linda Tykovsky of Boehringer Ingelheim. Chad Smith reporting.
Thanks, Chad. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Expect a gusty southwest winds today in our ag weather forecast. Now, a soaking rain is also expected on Wednesday. Dry weather with highs in the 50s come back for Friday and Saturday. Current trends point to next week being quite active and wet. Mostly sunny throughout the day today. Highs 44 to 49. Relative humidity is at 55 to 60%. Southeast winds at 8 to 13. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 32 to 37. Relative humidity is at 89 to 94%. Southeast winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy, a slight chance of afternoon rain. We'll have highs 42 to 47. Relative humidity is at 69 to 74%. Southeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, highs 45 to 50. Friday, sunshine, highs 50 to 55. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 50 to 55. For Sunday, partly sunny, highs once again 50 to 55. And for Monday, partly sunny, chance of rain, highs 50 to 55.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get two for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
it gets cold, I'm sure there are times when your livestock wish they could come in the house with you. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Shelter livestock from the winter winds by planting a windbreak when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes.
Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you.
Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Have wool coats and cattle grow thick hair, but when the winter winds pick up, you might find them huddled against the trees in your pasture. A stand of trees can do a good job of blocking the worst of the harsh weather. Studies have shown that during severe winters, cattle in feedlots protected from the wind gained 10 pounds more than cattle in unprotected lots. Jim Brandel is an emeritus shelter belt ecologist at the University of Nebraska. He says the windbreak has to be planted in the right place to do the job.
You'd like it to be perpendicular to those winter winds because your maximum protection is measured in distances away from the windbreak perpendicular to the prevailing wind. For most of the area that we're talking about, we're probably looking at a windbreak at least on the north, and we would strongly encourage protection on the west as well.
A windbreak on the south side can provide protection from snowstorms in late winter and early spring. But be careful with southern windbreaks. They might block summer breezes, which could increase heat stress for animals. At the minimum, a windbreak planting should have three dense rows.
One of which should be a pretty dense conifer, something like eastern red cedar or northern white cedar. Some of the spruce species work there too. We want something with some height, and so you may very well find a tall deciduous tree associated with it, and typically a shrub. Typically the shrub will be on the inside towards the feedlot.
To make chores a little easier, plant another row of shrubs or trees about 50 to 100 feet away from the main windbreak. It'll act as a snow trip, so you won't have heavy drifts in the area where you have to work with the livestock. Learn more about developing a wind shelter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
He's a lover, so sexy looking. I know from the feeling that it comes from the heart.
He's a lover.
Every day's Thanksgiving to count all my blessings. I wouldn't know where to start. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders there's a pair of angel wings.
He's a loving,
seeing's believing. Life with you's like living in a beautiful dream. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders